Bruce McGowan back with you on this Tuesday night, a sad night and certainly a watershed night for Bay Area sports fans as it's the end of an era. One of the great voices of sports stilled tonight as Bill King passed away earlier today at the age of 78. Bill, of course, for many years the voice of not only the Oakland A's, but of course before that the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors for many years. We had a chance to sit down and talk with Bill many times over the years about a number of topics concerning sports. And here's excerpts from an interview we did with him back in the mid-1980s when he talked about the adjustment of suddenly becoming a baseball announcer and what that entailed when he was still doing football and basketball, three major league sports at the same time.
Well, the only adjustment that's involved is making up your mind that you're not going to have time off to do some of the things that weather provides in the summer as an optimum, and namely sailing. The time that I have off, it depends, of course, on whether the Raiders are involved in the playoff after the end of December. If they're not, I've got maybe 2 months or a little bit better, but that's not good sailing time around this part of the country. So that's one of the trade-offs that's involved.
But I did want to ask you a question about your humble rural beginnings, because you're from the Midwest, and I talked to a friend, I remember relating this story to you, a guy that I used to know up in Seattle named Gary Johnson, said he used to watch you in Nebraska when you were doing television sports, and you used to brandish a big, long green cigar, and it was a kind of, I guess, television sports in those days on the nightly news was a little different, but you did that, you did Bradley basketball with Chick Hearn. What about your experiences before you came to the Bay Area?
Well, let me make two corrections. Okay. Number one, I hate green cigars. I love dark Havana. Number two, Chick Hearn and I didn't work together.
Oh, you did? Okay.
No, we were competing broadcasters, both doing Bradley University basketball and competing stations at the same time back in the early 1950s in Peoria.
That was in the days when not one radio station got the rights.
We had three radio stations covering Bradley, home and road, all over the country.
What was it like growing up in the Midwest? Because you must have, that's a hotbed of sports activity, obviously. And Bob, I guess Bob Elson was around in those days, wasn't he, when you were a kid growing up?
As a little kid, Bob Elson was the voice I listened to most often. Also, Hal Totten. They were both in Chicago. And in those years, the announcers didn't travel. In a two-team city like Chicago, there were three stations carrying all Cubs home games and all White Sox home games. So it was a totally different atmosphere. But growing up in the Midwest, the biggest thing was baseball, because pro basketball had not even been more than the germ of an idea in anyone's mind. And pro football, although it existed, was looked upon with very little favor at that stage. It was just beginning to emerge in the 40s. So baseball was the focus of everything, with the exception of high school basketball, which, of course, in Illinois and Indiana is practically a religion.
Did you know you wanted to get into broadcasting maybe at the age of 20 when you were in the armed services overseas?
Well, I got into broadcasting when I was 19.
19, okay.
Yeah. But, no, I didn't. Quite honestly, my whole intention was to play professional baseball, and I went into the service when I got out of high school, and I was in for just a little less than 2 years. And at that point, I had the option of accepting a Class D minor league contract in the years when we had AAA down through D, or going to the University of Illinois and playing for a coach there who I liked very much, or, after having had some experience in Armed Forces Radio Service, going into radio. I opted for the latter. And only after I got in did I even think that there was an opportunity in sports, because radio was a very different thing. There weren't that many radio stations, and I guess I never gave it much thought. But I just assumed that Bob Elson, Hal Totten, people like that, they were just born in the booth. I didn't even wonder how they got to be that, and I didn't think of people growing up and then decided they were going to do that particular thing.
Well, the rest is history. You came to the Bay Area in the late 50s. You started doing the Raiders in 66, the Warriors when they first came here. And I think the Bay Area has been richer for it. And, Bill, always a pleasure talking to you. I know that I don't mean to pump you up large in life, but you provided a lot of inspiration for a lot of us younger broadcasters, guys like myself, when I was getting started. I know you gave me a lot of encouragement. We appreciate that.
Well, it's always nice to know, and I'm quite fortunate, too, to be doing what I'm doing and doing it in this area. That's the ultimate.
Bill King joining us back in 1987 or 88, I believe it was. And, of course, Bill, that was it. You can hear the sounds of batting practice before the game. That was before an Oakland A's game. Let's go back now to 1975. One of the great moments in Bill's career occurred when the Warriors finally broke through and won the NBA championship. To do it, though, they had to beat the Chicago Bulls in an exciting seven-game series in the Western Finals. Here's the critical Game 4 where the Warriors came back from 18 points down in the final minutes to win it. Let's hear the critical stretch calls of that to play with Bill King at the mic side at the Oakland Coliseum Arena.
84-84, Dickey on the right side with the ball. Love guarding. Now to Barry, top of the key. There's a 21-footer. Good! The Warriors lead! 86-84! Now to Dickey on the right side. Patient to Barry, top of the key. Screen, jumper. Two! 22-footer. Got the screen from Ray. Dickey with a feed. Behind lock. He scores! Spears made a great pass to Dickey. And that really threaded the needle. Derrick had a leap over Love to get it. Bounce pass to Love. Back to Borwinkle going down the lane. A running left hand hook doesn't go. Spike kick no good. Borwinkle tries for an offensive foul. He is turning. That's perfect. Borwinkle and Furman. Both five fouls. Here's CJ. Top of the key. Works the dribble to the left. Backs into the left corner. Causes a switch over to Barry. Barry guarded by Van Leo, the smaller man. Barry dribbling to the baseline. 13-footer. He had a good look. Good. 94-90. Barry now is on a runaway tear. He's scored 34. 24 since the half. Ray gives it to Beard. Over to Barry on the left. Guarded by Garrett. Barry back to Beard. Beard shoots a 10-footer and banks it good. Nice feed by Rick. Barry had five assists in the first half. Barry drives on Garrett who falls all the way. Scores! And Barry has 36. He is doing everything, but the Warriors are all there to help him. Beard on the right side. Beard on the dribble to the top of the key. Sloan over plays him to the top. Beard feeds Barry. 18-footer on the left. Good! Rick seems not to be denied tonight. He has 38. Beard out on the right side. Calls Bridges out. Feeds him on the right. They drop off. Over to Beard. Beard to Barry. Guarded by Love. Out in front. 52 seconds of the game. 9 seconds on the shot timer. Barry double-teamed in front by Love and Thurman. Barry now still handle hard. Feeds CJ. Right corner. He hits! Carl Johnson with a 23-footer with 45 seconds left to go. And the Warriors now by five. The Warriors have come from 19 behind to even this series. One of the great comebacks in the 13-year annals of the Warriors in the Bay Area. Mullins coming in for the Warriors. Barry coming out. Listen to the captain. He's played every minute to now. That's a big five from Al Otis. 4 seconds left and Beard driving the nails in the coffin. Good. 4, game number 5 on Thursday will be pivotal in every sense of the word. Good, he makes a pay. The Bulls will inbound. It's only formality. Now to Van Leer. Van Leer up court. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Drives all the way. He scores. It counts. It doesn't matter. The ball game is over. And the Warriors from 19 down have won it by 5. Final score. Warriors 111. Chicago Bulls 106.
In the first 4 games...
That's going back to 1975, the Warriors winning the NBA title. Of course, they hadn't won it yet. To get there, they had to beat the Bulls again in Chicago and then win a thrilling Game 7 at the Oakland Arena once again with Bill King calling the final critical plays down the stretch. Let's go back and hear it.
CJ coming up court with the ball. Rick Barry back in the ballgame. Love guarding. Walker is guarding Wilkes. Barry dribbling. Love keeps position on him. Barry with a whirling jump shot. Good! 12-footer by Rick. Only his third field goal all night. Gives him 10 points. 67-63. The strong roaring its lungs out. Maybe a little bit of its heart, too. Smith to the top of the key. To Barry. 15-footer. Good! I think the lid just blew off the open Coliseum Arena. But the Warriors still trail by 2. Now CJ in front. Looking for Barry. Feed him on the right. Guarded by Love one-on-one. Barry with a dribble. Into the lane. Left hand hook. Love blocks it. George gets it. George scoops it up. It doesn't go. Loose ball out in front. Barry's got it. 17-footer. Good. Famines from the floor. 67 all. Smith up the left side against Sloan to the baseline. Sloan stays with him. Competitor that he is. Smith takes him into the lane. Shoots. 10-footer. Good. The Warriors lead. First time. 71-70 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. 3:15 to go. Van Leer on the left side. The Warriors with 14 fouls. The Bulls with only one. A critical statistic. Van Leer pinned in there by CJ. Finally bounced one to Borwinkle. Baseline left. with his back to George Johnson. Looks like he wants to go up, but he feeds it out to Walker. 5 seconds on their timer. CJ Steele. CJ's back down court. Van Leer's in front of him. He's got Wilkes on the side. Wilkes in the lane. Pass Van Leer. Play it up front. And the Warriors lead 75-73 in defense. Did it. And Charles Johnson with blood all over his uniform. He's the hero of the moment. Level the ball. Gives it back up to the top of the key to Sloan, then over to Walker on the right. Looking for Love, running a pattern, but Love has to come out to the right. 7 seconds on the timer. Walker one-on-one with Rick. Walker on the right side, turn, fall back, twist in the air, shoot. In and out, a rebound taken by Love. George Johnson blocks the shot. Wilkes has it. And again, defense gets the ball for the Warriors. Up to Smith. Smith, forecourt, looks for Rick. Not open now. Field gives the ball to Rick, way outside left. Rick dribbles against Walker, this time to the baseline. He shoots the jumper. Good. Barry's at 5 in a row. The Warriors lead 77-73. Leer on the right side. Back out to Love. Love to Van Leer. Dribble right to the baseline. Pull-up jumper. Blocked by George Johnson. George goes after the ball. Doesn't get it, but Smith does. Smith comes up dribbling. Possible 2-on-2. Go to Barry. Barry down the lane. Over slow. Lays it in. Here's Smith into the fourth court. 1 minute left to go. 79-75. Warriors. Havel's on his feet constantly. His mouth moving. Hollering advice. 10 seconds on the shot timer. 48 in the game. Bill Smith on the right. Waves George Johnson away. Here comes Barry. But Smith keeps the dribble. Feed Barry. Right of the key. Wide open. Pass to George. George lays it in. And the Warriors lead by 6 on one of Rick Barry's most brilliant passes. And Al Harris has gone bananas. And the crowd has gone bananas. Barry on the left side. Love stays with him. The Bulls don't want to foul. Barry goes to the hoop. His float shot going under. No good. Rebound Walker. He comes out dribbling. Just so the Warriors don't foul it. Walker over to Borwinkle. Borwinkle lead in shot. George Johnson blocks it. It's out of bounds. 11 seconds to go. A 4-point lead. Johnson has blocked at least 5 key shots in the final quarter of the ball game. Here's Walker into the lane. Walker, whirl shot, no good. Bounces out to Barry. Barry with the ball. He is fouled. The Warriors win it. It doesn't matter now. 4 seconds left. Here's the inbound pass, and a layup by Walker is good. 2 seconds. Here's the pass to Smith. Smith passes to Wilkes. Wilkes is on the way to the hoop. The ball game is over. 83-79.
And, of course, that really was one of the great moments in Warrior history because it put him in the championships for only the second time, and they went on to stun the Washington Bullets, heavily favored, I might add, in the NBA championship series that year, 4-0. Bill King with some of the great moments in his career from 1975. We're paying homage to truly one of the class acts, one of the great guys in all of broadcasting, and I hope you're enjoying our special on Bill King as Bill passed away earlier today at the age of 78. We'll be back to hear more about Bill King and his great career as we continue on this special Tuesday night edition of Sports Phone 680. I'm Bruce McGowan. You are listening to KNBR 680, the sports leader.